Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm super excited. A great organization, great people. It's going to be fun. And the position we're in, I think we're going to surprise a lot of people and make a lot of noise.
All right, that was Jalen Green talking about his new team. He thinks they're going to make a lot of noise this year, Seth.
A lot of noise. When I hear Jalen Green speak, I think, that's a lot of noise. That's loud. Him and Bagwell. Those low talkers. Imagine Bagwell and Jalen Green doing an interview together.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So what do you think about this?
Baggy says a lot of really smart things on the broadcast, but, man, like a game like yesterday where it's 4-0 in the seventh or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I need a B12 shot here real quick. Give me something. Yeah. But yeah, that was Jalen Green talking about the trade to Phoenix. He's putting a good face on it. He was asked right after that, did it hurt to be traded away from the team that drafted you?
I mean, it hurts. You know, Houston is home to me and forever will be home to me. I started, my NBA career there, and I've, built a lot in there, in that situation. So, obviously, it was sad to leave, obviously, but it's a business, though. You got to understand that when you're coming into the NBA, and I'm just thankful that, I have the opportunity to play basketball again, for another team that has been in the playoffs, been to the finals, and, winning basketball in general. So, yeah.
He's very soft-spoken. He had a little bit more juice to him in this interview he was doing with the media out there a little bit.
With as young as basketball players are now, it's almost like his college experience. He spent 4 years from the ages of 19 to 22 in Houston.
Yeah.
And just like when somebody goes off to college. And that's why it's so hard. I get it. I'm not saying that you got to go back to, only draft guys after they've been in college for 4 years. It's really hard to monitor the development of a guy when the first couple of years of his professional career, when he would have been a freshman in his sophomore year in college. So this is what you would have been waiting for on Jalen Green is, all right, as he's getting into his mid-20s, this will be his 23-year-old season, Does he take a step forward in a bunch of different areas, mm-hmm. on and off the court, all that. He was never a problem off the court, don't get me wrong.
No, no.
It's just guys naturally mature some. And then also, he's getting traded to a new place where the expectations are going to be different. He can kind of reinvent. He's not the young guy anymore. He's an actual veteran NBA player. So you might. I told you that one time, Chris Hudson, who's from Houston. He was my teammate in Jacksonville. But he had said it when he heard me and another second-year player talking in the weight room. He's like, man, you guys all, it's funny. Every year, you see guys come back for their second year, and they got a little bit more bass in their voice.
Yeah.
You guys were quiet. You guys were quiet as mice last year, and now all of a sudden you got a little bit more bass in your voice. And I think when you get traded to an organization, when you get traded to a new organization, sometimes you feel both the pressure, but also that you're established. So good. Good for him.
I think this would be good for Jalen Green. I think it's good that he's going somewhere where he's not necessarily the chosen one. He's a good player, obviously. I am anxious to see how it meshes with Devin Booker, who's, you know, they're different scorers, but they're both scorers. They're both guys who need the ball in their hand. I think Devin Booker's a better shooter than Jalen Green. Jalen Green's probably more athletic than Devin Booker. Jalen Green thinks that they'll mesh just fine together.
We are two people who are going to accept a double team and be able to play off each other. So when you look at something like that, it's like, we're two people who know how to score the basketball. You know, we're two people who know how to attract the defense, and everyone's going to step around us. So, I mean, when we're doing something like that, you got to pick who you want to score tonight. And me and him both, it's going to be a deadly scoring duo, no matter what the situation is. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. You know, people are going to say what they're going to say, but this is a great opportunity for, I think, for myself. And, you know, D-Book is a winning player in general, so it'll work out.
I still think there's a good chance he's playing for somebody else this time next year. Like, I think Jalen Green still could be on the move.
Well, and I think with Jalen Green, too, the part that's hard to evaluate is that when he is getting doubled, when he is getting blitzed, all of those, can you make better decisions? Can you be more automatic with it? It's a hard environment. It was a hard environment with the Rockets offense last year. It wasn't always as simple as, hey, why aren't you getting the ball out of your hands quicker when things aren't always being run the way that you ideally they would be.
Mm-hmm.
So in the right circumstance, then maybe you do see that out of them.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. So Jalen Green, I think he's put a good face on it. I think he's handling the whole thing pretty well. Admits it hurt him a little bit, but is excited to play with Devin Booker and excited to be a Phoenix Sun.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How concerned are you about this Jake Meyers injury? I was scrolling through Twitter during the break, and there's a lot of people like, I don't like this. I could handle if the news were 3 weeks. I don't like this 3 week minimum, given that Astro injuries tend to drag on more than other teams' injuries.
I think I'm really concerned about it. Yeah. It would not be a surprise to me if he didn't play at all the rest of the year.
Yeah.
The last time it felt good as he was coming back from it, he minutes before the game begins, he's on the ground looking like he had a torn Achilles tendon.
Yeah.
So there's a couple things that go into it. One, in the NBA, we've just seen multiple Achilles tendons tears this year where guys were trying to play through calf injuries. And it's a little bit of a reminder that, man, you got to be really careful about this. The Astros have already been scared into, okay, wow, we hurried him back this first time too much. But then we also have the Christian Harris dynamic from last year where he had a mysterious calf injury.
Kept him out
the entire year. Pretty much kept him out the entire year with the Texans and kept him out of OTAs for all we know, unless it was a separate injury in the spring. So, yeah, I'm really nervous about it.
Yeah.
And I'm nervous, though, too, that if he comes back a month from now, as you pointed out earlier, hey, Jake has been steadily productive and good this year so far, but that hasn't always been the case with him. So it's not a slam dunk that when he does come back after a long layoff that, here you go, we're going to pick up right where we left off.
Well, this might be, I'm guessing, you know, if Meyers is going to be out for at least 3 weeks, and that means it's a month at least. You know what I mean? If it's at least three, it means it's at least probably four or five. This might be the end of the road for Chaz McCormick. Chaz McCormick, if I had to guess, Seth, is going to get a chance to play center field for this team. I'd rather have Chaz out there than Taylor Trammell or Kennedy Corona out there. You know, Chaz has at least done some things in Major League. But Chaz has had at least one season that had a lot of people the following year putting him in the top 10 or 15 center fielders in baseball. You know, it was the year after they won the World Series, he had over 20 home runs, and he had, I think, around 80 RBIs, and he had an OPS of 800. Those are better than average numbers. Like, those are really good numbers, and he plays a decent center field. He's actually had a season like that. Now, he's almost 2 years removed from that, but at least he's done that before. I mean, there's a lot of not done it before on this roster now.
Defensively, yes, there's that. I have enjoyed Taylor Trammell's aggressiveness in the outfield.
He's been solid,
gutsy plays.
Yes.
That one, was it on Saturday when it was Dubon, Trammell, and whoever was playing left field, they weren't quite sure who was going to go for it, and Dubon peeled off, and Trammell just
slid in,
dive bombed it. I'm just focused on bats here.
He's been 178.
Those three guys we were just discussing, Jake's the only one who potentially has a bat that you can feel good about.
Yeah, yeah. If I had to guess, Chaz, his rehab assignment, I know he's done some okay things. He really struggled out of the chute, I think, in his rehab assignment down there. Like the first 10 at-bats, he struck out like eight times, something like that. But I think he's going to get called back up. He's going to get a shot at center field, and he's got to seize it. If you're Chaz McCormick, this might be – it's an incredible opportunity. I hate that it's at the expense of Jake Meyers, who's had a tremendous year. But it would really help the Astros if 2023 Chaz walked through the door, you know, to get in this rotation.
Who are your top three power rankings in terms of optimism right now?
Optimism on injuries. I'm glad you asked that.
Yeah.
Javier is number one right now with the 95 mile and hitting 95 on the gun.
And I'm just asking that you think they're going to be back and productive, that at some point you're going to see him back soon.
I don't know what to make of any of it because of the Astros, but the ones I'm most optimistic about. Javier, I would say Eric Geddy, just because it's not a Tommy John or a soft tissue. It's a broken bone. And now that he's throwing again,
Else have we seen? Yeah.
But unless you're Yordan, Yordan's feels like it's something genetic going on, you know,
Eric Geddy, multiple years. Okay.
Eric Geddy got hit by a line drive in warmups in a game in Seattle. So So I would actually put Eric Gedde ahead of Javier because Javier is a Tommy John, and we've seen setbacks galore with that with the Astros. I'll put Eric Gedde 1. I'll put Eric Gedde 1, Pena 2, because they seem like just conventional broken bone injuries, and then Javier 3. Those would be my top three. How about you?
Who do you feel better about over the course of the second half of the season, Javier or Lance McCullers?
Oh, wow. That's an interesting one. Look, Lance is healthy. As far as being available, Lance.
I'm talking about like the actual play you're going to get.
The actual play. Okay, so availability, Lance.
So taking everything, injuries, everything else, yeah.
Yeah, what would I – okay, if I had to pick one – if Javier were
if you had to pick one, yeah, right now.
If I had to
hey, Sean, you're only getting one of these two guys in the second half of the season.
You know what? I'll roll the dice. Christian Javier. I'll roll the dice.
Yeah, okay, okay.
I'll roll the dice.
When you said roll the dice, I thought it was a slam dunk, Javier. So when you said roll the dice, I didn't know.
No. Yeah, no. I'm rolling the dice only because he hasn't pitched in a major league game yet. Like, Lance, I think it sounds weird to say. Start to start, we don't know what Lance is. But on the aggregate, I think we know what he is, which is you don't know what you're going to get on every – he could come out and throw six shutout innings. And by the way, the splits for
on the
Lance,
road, he's been great.
Yeah. He's been Cy Young level on the road, and he's been – like Hunter Brown early last season at home. He's got like an 11 ERA at home. Because I was thinking about that this weekend, Seth, in the game that Lance pitched. I'm like, God, would he even be on the playoff roster right now if you were playing a short series, like either a wild card or a divisional, you know, 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
And I looked at the splits. I'm like, well, I guess he would if you just make sure he's pitching on the road right now. You know, like best 3 out of 5. He would definitely be starting game 3 for me, not games 1 or 2. And he wouldn't start 1 or 2 on this team with Framber and Hunter. But that's a good one, man. Injuries, I'm curious, text page, 713-572-4610. Of all these guys that are hurt, which are you most optimistic about in coming back? All right, the list is out for the ESPN, the poll, the vote of executives, scouts, and coaches. We got offensive line over the weekend. That will not take long to go with the Texans' angles on that one. But quarterback is out. How are we feeling about what the league thinks about C.J. Stroud? We've got that coming up for you next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.